Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them at their website at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. So our guest medium on the show tonight is Dave Campbell, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a few quick updates. On February 11th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our Visionary Explorers webinar. The Visionary Explorers group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about the phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about how some of their experiences and the areas of interest and curiosities. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be Forever Family Foundation members. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you're interested and want more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And that's spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. Also, if you haven't checked this out, which I'm sure most of you listening have, but there is a Netflix series out called Surviving Death. I think it came out last year or the year before, but recently. Please go ahead and check that out. Aside from being an amazing look at the evidence for survival of consciousness, the Forever Family Foundation and its founders, Bob and Frank Ginsberg, are heavily featured in episode 4. And you can kind of get introduced to some of our Forever Family mediums who are in attendance at the grief retreat that was filmed as well. And then lastly, there's a book out by the founder of Forever Family Foundation, Rob Ginsberg, and the name of this book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a really, really good book, and it gives you an inside look at mediums who've been tested and certified and what that process looks like, and also what to watch out for when choosing a medium for yourself. So it's really an invaluable tool for everyone interested in survival of consciousness, no matter what angle you're coming from or whatever your needs are. So get on that one ASAP. And I think you can order on Amazon, I'm pretty sure. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's go to our show. We'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes to take your calls. We do look forward to hearing from you. So please do call in. So let me introduce our guest. Dave Campbell is a Winbridge certified research medium, Forever Family Foundation certified medium, and he was also certified through research with Dr. Gary Schwartz at the University of Arizona. Dave is also a certified professional astrologer and is the president of the American Federation of Astrologers. In addition, he is the owner of the astrology store in Glendale, Arizona, and Dave is also the author of several books on astrology as well. So without further ado, hey, Dave, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Of course. Thank you for coming to talk to me. Well, talk to us, I should say. We have quite a few people listening. So before we get to our callers and our readings, we do have a few minutes to chat. Sure. And a little birdie told me that a week or two ago, you came out with a new show on Gaia, right?
Right. It's a new series called Channeling, A Bridge to the Other Side, or Bridge to the Afterlife. And it has several different types of mediumship or channeling and different types of channelers. And so I'm one that does the medium work. And so I'll be on several different episodes, little snippets. It's kind of like they interviewed everybody and then they kind of chopped it up and put it, made several different episodes.
Right.
Right now I'm on two of the episodes so far. There's three that came out. So.
Oh, pretty cool. Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you then, is it just like sort of they're sort of interviewing people who channel different, I guess, you know, since you're the medium on there, so you channel people who passed, but do they have people who sort of channel angels or guides or like that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. ETs, you know, and also different ways of, the word channeling has got changed so many times over the years, and it's, you know, when you're a medium, you are channeling the other side.
Right.
But you can, if you're a rune reader or a tarot reader, you're channeling the tarot. So there's different ways of even looking at things or, you know, and so, and channeling to me, I guess it could be a individual, you know, what does that mean to you? Because when it comes up to me, I think, does that mean they're going into your body and taking over? From that's
right.
I guess the 80s or 90s buzzword things.
Right, exactly.
Aliens and you know, future of the world type stuff. Or is you know, even if you're you're a mental medium, which is what we do, then we're still channeling. It's just we're not allowing, you know, there are physical mediums and some people can do that. But there's just so many different ways of that word being out there. So it's kind of like an expression of all the different types.
That's pretty cool. And you know, I'm kind of glad someone actually put, I guess, all the channelers in sort of one place, because I think a lot of people, because there's so many different definitions for channeling, you know, from person to person, even myself, I'm sure, you know, you have the same thing. When someone tells me they're a channeler, I don't always know what that means because I'm like, you know, like, well, what are you channeling? Is it, you know, is it people who passed? Or so I think it's pretty cool that they have a show that they kind of put all that together in one spot so everyone can kind of see and maybe clear up, you know, the idea of channeling and what exactly it means or what it doesn't mean, you know?
Right. The Gaia Channel is about education. They really want to educate people on all of the spiritual stuff. And so I think it's really good for people to watch, and it's very informative. It's really interesting too to watch the different so far, because I didn't see the other people get their interview.
Right.
So now I'm watching them, and it's really fascinating to hear what their perspective.
Right. Well, I would assume, and I'm sure it's this way, because they picked you obviously, and you've been certified through, you know, at least three different things, which most mediums cannot say. So it's definitely a testament to your ability for sure, and you know, being able to perform under those controlled conditions, which any medium who's been in a lab kind of setting or in any kind of scientific setting will tell you it's so not the way we usually, you know what I mean, we usually do things. It's kind of nerve-wracking, but I'm sure that they got some other really cool people too, because I can't imagine that they would put somebody who knows their stuff like you next to, you know, someone who has no freaking clue what they're talking about. So I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, there are pretty well-known people that are on there, so they've been on other shows, or they have their own shows, or
very good.
For a while,
very good. Have you done TV stuff before this?
Yeah, I've been on TV several times. Not like a series or anything like that, but yeah, it's kind of fun media to do.
Right. Oh, very cool. Okay, so you're a pro then. You know what you're doing already. Very cool. So
yeah,
I'll ask you real quick and then we'll get to the callers. So is Gaia, this is a logistic question, how can people watch you? Do they have to buy, is it like a streaming type of thing, like Peacock or Hulu or something?
Yeah, it's like Hulu or Netflix. It's for metaphysical. So it's pretty much strictly metaphysical and spiritual minded things. They do yoga classes and exercise, even, you know, tuning forks and from A to Z, I mean, astrology to mediums and UFOs and all kinds of interesting fun stuff. You can get, it's like going down the rabbit hole. You'll never come out because
there's so much content.
And that used to be my problem when I first subscribed to it, is like, I can't choose where to start. So I would end up flipping through and then an hour has gone by to pick something.
And you're just like, oh my God, I watched everything. But no, I think everyone listening, and, you know, Forever Family, you know, members especially, I think would find that sort of beneficial, just because I'm sure there's other stuff on there on mediums, and I'm sure all the information on there, you know, I say this to people a lot who are kind of in grief, and the mediumship is great evidence, but even like the psychic stuff and just kind of showing, even with astrology, I mean, you're an accomplished astrologer too. And it's just like, you know, that stuff really works. Like if you really, I'm a big proponent of astrology. I have a cousin who's an astrologer. I do it myself. I don't offer it, you know, professionally, but you know, if I'm out with my friends at a bar having a drink and we meet somebody new, it's a fun party trick to kind of scare the crap out of them and be like, how'd you know that? But it really just goes to show that the laws of the universe as they're sort of written down right now scientifically are not exactly all that there is. You know what I mean? Like we're all metaphysical practitioners, you know, who know their stuff are kind of showing that there's so much more to consciousness and this universe. And so I think it's super important to kind of highlight that stuff too. Because I think it's just another line of evidence that there's just so much out there that we don't really understand or that's even available to us. Right. You know?
Yes. And I love the science part of it too, because science is starting to catch up. And
yeah, slowly.
Slowly, but it's getting there. And, you know, they know they don't have all the answers. So that's what a true scientist does, is question and have, you know, let's see the evidence. So, yeah.
Right, right. That's the whole point
pro science and pro.
Right.
Let's see evidence of the reading, and let's see, you know.
Exactly. You gotta do it that way. Well, that's how we do it at Forever Family. Obviously, you know this. Exactly. I need to tell you. You've been working with Forever Family longer than I have, so you know the drill. But yeah, very cool, very cool. I'm gonna check that out myself. And so is it out weekly? Like, do people have to wait, or it's...
they're releasing one episode a week, I believe. So they've up to three. So,
yeah. Oh, okay. Do you know which night of the week? Well, I guess if it's a streaming service, anyone who wants to watch, just get your Gaia, you know, streaming service.
Now, so yeah.
Yeah, you can binge watch. Cool. Very cool. All right. Awesome. Well, that's really cool, Dave. I don't think I've had anyone who's been on TV on the show yet. So that's cool. I'm kind of excited to watch that and see what they come up with this whole channeling thing. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for those who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Dave Campbell. And be sure to check out Dave's website at www.theastrologystore.com. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines now. You ready to take some calls?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. So I should mention, if you're new to the show or you haven't been around in a while and you're back, we are commercial free. So that gives us a little bit more time to take your calls. So before we take our first caller, if we take your call on air, as always, I'll call out to you by your first name and where you're from, and you can let us know if you would like to have a connection to Spirit, and Dave will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're more than happy to take your questions as well.
All kinds of metaphysical questions too.
Yes, all kinds. Well, listen, you're the pro. Dave does astrology. Listen, you can ask him whatever you want. Maybe not for an astrology reading, because it's not really the forum. Right. But you can reach out to him on his website if you want that too. Sure. Okay. So are you ready, Dave?
Sure.
Awesome. So first up, we have Denise from New York. Hi, Denise.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good.
Oh, good to hear. Good to hear. Okay. So Denise, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for Dave and myself?
A connection, please.
Awesome. I'll turn you over to Dave.
Thank you.
And I already feel, it feels like father figure who had lung issues and or breathing, definitely breathing issues. And he definitely looks older, so it could even be grandfather, because he's definitely the complete white hair. Doesn't mean they're all old, but it just feels like that. So do you connect with that, or do you take that or understand that one?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so who is that to you? I don't want his name or anything. Just, is it your grandfather or father?
Grandfather.
Okay. And it's so funny, because I saw an image of him in my computer screen as it was black. And then I looked and saw your name was the first on the list of the speaker, the callers. And so I thought, well, let's go to Denise. So right on. I love Spirit World. He's very loving. He says he was very, very weak. And it feels, He felt the love, definitely, from everybody to him. He's definitely, there was a lot of people with him or around him when he was passing. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And he was very conscious of it, even if he didn't think he was. He's saying, I was in spirit, out of my body, watching, and I was there. So just know that he was okay. He's at peace. He was very calm and centered and just overjoyed. So he shows me he comes into, like, your dreams. So definitely he's had a visitation with you or coming to your dreams. So watch for that if you haven't already had it.
And okay.
He's talking about his teeth for some reason, like whether it's dentures, or he's almost like laughing about it. So is there a joke about teeth, or was he always worried about them?
Yeah.
So what was that thing about the teeth? You can say that. You can tell him.
He never liked to wear them.
He didn't like to wear them? So it's like put him in.
He would joke around with us kids and like say I could take my teeth out and stuff like that.
Okay. So he's still got his sense of humor, and he's very, very much a loving grandfather figure. So
yes, he was.
Now that he's with you, now that he's there, and that he's safe and peaceful on the other side.
Well, that's good to know.
And there is something, I mean, I know it's January now, but he's talking about January. So what does January have to do with you or the family or him?
That I don't know. Besides it being my sister's birth month, that's about it.
So
but
it
my
could
sister
be...
is also on the other side.
Okay. I guess I could take it as that. Unless you guys remembered it or talked about it or celebrating it soon, then that,
family was very important to him.
Yeah, so it's that something about the January. It must be the birthday then. So I would take it. He's remembering that for you.
Okay.
Oh yeah, so she would be the Capricorn too, most likely, right?
She was an Aquarius.
Aquarian? Oh, okay. So yeah, I would take it as that, though I still feel like it's that because there's not giving me any other information about it. So, all right. Well, unless you have a specific question about it, I can let you go with that.
This, my grandfather that you're talking about, that I assume is my grandfather, which it sounds like it, he didn't suffer, right?
No, he did not show me that. He said he was peaceful and, you know, serene and calm. So he was fine. He was definitely in peace. Yeah. And he was very conscious of what was going on in spirit world.
I thank you so much for your time.
You're so welcome. You have a great evening.
Thanks, Denise.
You too, hon. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good night. Okay, they're off to a good start, my friend. Very good. Okay, next up we have Pamela from Nevada. Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I can't complain. So, Pamela, did you want to have a mini reading with Dave, or did you have a question?
Mini reading, please.
Awesome. You got it.
Okay, so I see a lady right away with you that feels like a mother figure, rounder features. So has your mom passed?
Yes.
Okay. And she's with you a lot. I feel she keeps showing me rounder features, so that doesn't mean heavy or anything. It just could mean face is rounder. Or curvy. I got a big, huge smile with her. She's showing me her handbag or purse. It must have been a big deal for her. It's looking pretty heavy.
Her handbag is looking heavy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Was there jokes about her handbag or purse?
Well, she was always getting after me about my handbag being too heavy.
Okay, well, there you go. She's still busting you then, because it's her. You remember when they show us pictures, I have no idea what the picture means. No medium does. We just know we can repeat what we're seeing or hearing or feeling, but it's up to you to interpret it kind of there. So if it's the joke about the heavy handbag, then there you go. She's still teasing you about it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Evidence that it's you, because like, who else did that for you, you know? So it's her.
Yeah, nobody. She was.
And
she's the only one who.
Yeah, she comes around with like a perfume or a smell or a fragrance. So watch for that when she's around, or smell for that, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't noticed anything like that.
Okay, and it could even be like smelling of cooking or things like that, when things that she liked, that kind of stuff. What is wrong with her legs or feet? I'm seeing have a hard time walking.
She did, yes. She was not able to walk towards the end.
Yeah, and this was like really where she turned, like downward.
It was.
And so that's the turning point, and that's where she knew it was turning south and not going well. And so that's where everything changed for you and her and the family, right?
Yes.
And she's saying, I just kind of, at that point, she kind of had to give up. She had to let go. And that's very hard. I mean, it's hard for you and it's hard for her. She's saying it wasn't easy for her because she's wanted to fight as long as she could, and she did.
Yeah, she did.
But she's so grateful. She's showing me gratitude and like peace and love to you guys, to the family. I'm seeing like, you know, like when they blot their lipstick or a kiss thing, she's giving you that. So, yeah. So,
okay.
That's funny. And Christmas ornaments. I want to see about Christmas ornaments. Did you guys make some, or did she make them?
No.
There's something about the Christmas ornaments. They're either hand done, or somebody made one for her, or about her, or she did. So remember that. I don't know what that means. You were having a question?
I'm wondering who she's with, if she's with my son.
She is with a couple of people. Yes, and I'm hearing her say she's like going to take care of the family for you, and he's safe. And she's with him. So, yeah, definitely. She is the definitely the nurturer, the caretaker, the mom figure for you. Or the patriarch, the matriarch of the family.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Dave, do you mind if I jump in real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Pamela, you know, I'm picking up on, I know I'm the host, I'm supposed to mind my business, but sometimes I can't. Do you know Pamela, who the name like mine would be? So I'm Joe, obviously.
Yeah.
So do you know if there's like a Joe or John? It's like the short J name. I just keep hearing like a name like mine.
Yes, absolutely. My father, his name is Joe.
That's your dad, who's passed?
No, he's alive.
Oh, dad's here. Okay,
he was her
got
husband.
It. Got it. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm hearing that. But you know, it's funny. I actually got that name when you asked about your son. So please know that your son's around your father quite a bit right now. I've been doing this long enough to know, even if they don't give me a reason, there usually is one when they're like singling somebody out. So if there's anything at all going on with dad, you're worried about him or anything like that, please know that your son is on it, like helping. Also heard a name like Taylor or Tyler. So I don't know if that would have been like a friend of your son's or someone that was connected to him. I think he's just trying to give a little validating pieces so that we know who we're talking to. So would you know who that might be?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was my son's cousin.
Yeah. Is it Tyler?
Tyler, uh-huh.
Tyler, okay. Around him too. And Tyler's still here, I'm assuming, correct?
He is, yes.
Okay, please just know that this is your son's way of acknowledging he's around your dad. He still is around his cousin Tyler. Did not go anywhere, I promise, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much, Joe. Thanks.
Awesome, awesome. Dave, did you have everything else to say before we let Pamela go?
No. Oh.
Okay, awesome. Well, Pamela, thank you so much for calling.
I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to cut off.
No, that's okay. Thanks so much for calling tonight.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, you take care.
You too. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, sorry about that, Dave. Sometimes it happens.
Okay.
I'm sitting here on mute trying to mind my business and let you do your thing. And they're like, say this. I'm like, all right, I'll wait till the end. Okay, ready for the next one?
Sure.
Cool. All right, we have Stephanie from Colorado. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited that he films not far from where we live.
Oh, get out of here. Really?
Yeah. It's a great organization over there.
Oh, look at that coincidence. You know, and you got through tonight. Meant to be, my friend.
Yeah, they're in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Well, Stephanie, did you want to have a mini reading with Dave, or did you have a question for us?
I'm not sure which way I should go. I'm in the process of selling my house, and we're getting a lot of showings, but no offers.
Okay, well, we could... We'll pass it over to Dave, and we'll take care of it. That's fine.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Cool. Of course.
And it's probably good that the last 3 to 6 weeks you haven't had any offers, because they wouldn't have went through anyway. Or if you already had some that fall through, Well, Mercury just went direct like 2 days ago or yesterday, I think. So now it's going to start flooding coming up, and I already saw psychically 3 weeks. So I would say 3 weeks from now, which is not very far. So I would definitely say there's going to be some offers really rolling in quickly.
Okay.
Yes. And I feel like it's going to be better than you think. So hold your ground, I guess, is like stay, you know, in your range. Don't go too far low.
Okay.
Because you'll get, you know. Yeah, because I think somebody's going to try and pull you down even further as far as price-wise, and I'm like, yeah, no, don't do that.
Okay. Do you see us, the houses are very expensive out here in Colorado. Do you see us being able to find another place to live out here?
Yes, I do feel like you're going to change cities, though. So what city are you in currently?
We're in Brighton. We're about a half hour west of the airport, Denver International.
Yeah, it's not too far from there. It's not in that exact proper Brighton, but it's in the surrounding area, so it's not too far. But I feel like you're going to be really happy with it.
Okay, can you describe it?
Let me see if I can. Well, I do see. Are you looking for something with the garage that's specific, though?
Yeah, something to fix that has an acre or two.
Okay. It is big, because I saw big. But I'm seeing a garage that's like an extra garage, so I don't know if it's for doing other things besides like parking cars. We're having extra vehicles, but I do see an extra garage. So above and beyond. So that will be a clue for you.
Yeah, that's a shock, and that's good. So
A shop. Okay. Does that make sense to you then? That would be useful?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, good. Good. So then look for that.
Okay. Anything else?
No, except for I see you're going to hate the carpet, so you're going to take that out right away.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Okay. Well, the only thing else I want to say is, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, enjoy it when you get it. I think you'll love it.
Okay. You know, when you're talking about Guyam Georgianori films over there too, from Coast to Coast Radio,
mm-hmm.
and it's a really good organization, and you can stream it, and they'll send you emails about what's coming up, and they have a lot of really good shows on there.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate all the information, and y'all have a good evening.
You as well.
You good too. Luck. Thanks for calling,
thank
Stephanie.
You.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Okay. You know, I like when people ask questions sometimes because it changes it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
breaks up the energy.
Psychic work. I'm really good at predictive work too.
Yeah. You know what? It kind of helps us too a little bit, just for anybody listening out there, because it takes a lot more for us to channel people who passed than to, you know what I mean? The psychic stuff is kind of, I feel like, easy for mediums most of the time, mm-hmm. you know? It's, you don't have to flex your muscles as much. So we don't get mad when you ask us questions like that because we're like, okay, we'll take a little break. Okay, so next up we have Oswald from New York. Hi, Oswald.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. Okay, so did you want to have a mini reading with Dave or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading, please.
Awesome, you got it.
Okay. Okay, I do feel like there's a male, right? To your side, which to me is like the same, like friend, cousin, brother, so same age group, and or you know, you're real close to this person that passed. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you know who it is. Is this person friend?
Yes. My cousin.
Cousin, okay. And I feel like, though, you're really close, like almost like brothers in a sense there. So
yes, we
and
were
I see
super, super
a
close.
Lot of question like marks around. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I was just saying that we were very close. He was like a brother to me growing
yes.
up.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like distant cousin. It feels like really close brother. And is there questions with his passing, like people are asking questions, like they're not sure or they don't understand, or is something not resolved?
No.
Okay. Because usually when I see question marks, that means there's somebody's not sure, or there was a mystery about it, or some people were speculating.
Well,
but
not with his death, but I do have, you know, there was some questions about my daughter's passing.
Okay. So I'll probably switch back to that in a minute, but I'm going to do your cousin right now. So, he is full of laughter. He's a joker. And
yes, both joke together.
Yeah, he's got pranks on you all the time, and he's still doing it from the other side. So if you're missing, you know, your pen that you just used and then you find it later, then that's him, that kind of thing. Or you go to go use your comb and it's gone and you know you put it there, that kind of stuff. He's saying, who's the W name? William, Bill, Wally? It could be Bill because I get William and Bill, but there's a W name too that he's saying hello to or connected to. Walter, Willie, William, William. And he's keeps saying, buddy, you're like my, I'm still here, buddy. And he wants you to know he's watching you all the time. He's with you in the car quite a bit. He's adventuresome. And so he wants you to just live the happiest life ever. Now, going back to your, said your daughter's passing was, there's some questions.
Yeah.
And like, cause it, with medical stuff, is that what you're questioning?
No.
Okay. I feel a lot of sadness with her, though. Was there sadness surrounding her?
Yes.
At the time of passing? Because I feel a lot of grief and sadness.
Yes.
And a feeling of stuck. Like trapped. It could just be emotionally trapped or emotionally stuck. But,
I mean, it's not really trapped. It was just kind of recent, so we're still, you know, all
still dealing very with
upset. But it was just questions as far as there was an investigation with the whole thing and certain friends that were with her when she passed, that type of stuff.
Okay. But she is on the other side. She's doing very well. She's saying there was a lot of emotional trauma with her. She wants you to know she's keeps saying over again, tell them I love them, tell them I love them. So she wants you to know that she's very much the, and that there's nothing anybody could do, not to blame. And to watch your dreams too. She's going to come in dreams. But if it's real recent, she's not ready yet to do a lot of physical things like, you know, I'm getting she's still kind of in the state of reviewing and healing people on the other side, working with, you know, the grief. So I hope that makes sense to you.
It does. She does come to me in dreams.
Good.
And that's exactly who she was. She always told us that she loved us. So it's very comforting to hear that.
Oh, good.
I did have one question that I don't know if you'd be able to answer. Is there a way to find out how advanced her soul is?
I can ask her. Well, she showed me right away as soon as you said it. She showed me old soul. So she's aware. She's been around many times, and she's very good. She's advanced. So let's put it that way, advanced, yeah. If you want to hear that.
That's... Yes, I could totally see that, because while she was here with us, she was so well advanced. And
ahead of her time.
Oh, my God. It's so good to hear that you said that, because that's exactly how she was.
Yeah. Do you have the feeling that she had knew that she was going to pass earlier?
I did, absolutely. Very weird to say, but a week before her passing, I did hear her almost like she was next to me saying, I'm okay, Dad, I'm okay. And I had my wife check in her room to make sure she was okay, and she was. And then she passed a week later. But it was clear as day. So I did feel like she was going to pass.
Yeah, you had a premonition. Yeah. So yeah, well, you have psychic gifts yourself and intuition yourself, and I'm sure you feel your cousin as well.
I do. Are they together?
Yes. Yeah, they came together, and so that's why when they come together, sometimes they start talking at once, and I start seeing question marks and other things that, you know, I always ask them to kind of line up and go one at a time, but that doesn't always work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they're good. They're really good together, so let's put it that way.
And Oswald, before we let you go, again, I know I'm supposed to not really jump in so much, but I feel like I have to. You know, so all my readings are confidential. I don't ever share anyone's information, but I keep seeing as you and Dave are talking, a reading that I did a few weeks ago for someone who also lost their daughter. And there was a big, big question about the events of the evening that this person's daughter passed and what exactly happened and who she was with. And the piece of information I'm getting is that they kept highlighting during that reading this person's daughter and my guides about an adult being somehow involved in the passing because they gave this person's daughter drugs, or like that's where they bought, like it was sort of like adult people who shouldn't have been involved with minors, and because of their involvement something negative happened. So do you know if that would apply in this situation at all, or is that something that you're questioning? It's okay if not, but I feel like there's something about like an adult being involved with younger kids, and you're like, well, why was that person even there, or why were they involved? Do you understand what this is?
No, I mean, my wife had called weeks prior, but that mm-hmm. didn't come up. But in the case of her passing, from what we knew, there was only three kids her age with her, but mm-hmm. there was a father who was at the house, but nothing was ever brought out whether he was involved or if he knew anything happened, because they did an investigation, but that the father never came up.
Right, and he was never a part. You know, so the way that I got it, and I'm getting it the same way with you, is that the person is not directly responsible for anything like this. Like, I'm not talking about like someone taking someone else's life or anything like that, but it was more like a negligence thing. Or, do you know what I'm saying? And I don't think your daughter is trying to blame anybody, but I do think if you have some questions, not to, you know, reopen anything with anyone who might not have been involved or get them involved, but I think he might, maybe he doesn't even realize he knows something, or do you know what I'm saying? So if you do still have questions, it might be worth it to kind of go back over that. Cause it may have been something that one of the other kids said to whoever the father was, and, you know, he doesn't think it's an important detail, but it is. Do you know what I'm saying? So if there's any way at all you could ask somebody or talk to this man, I think you might get a little bit of an answer there, at least to one of your questions, because I do feel like there's some involvement that's a little bit tricky or a little bit of a gray area, if that makes sense. But I just have to tell you, because it was rolling around in my head from kind of the beginning, and I was like, why am I thinking of this reading that I did weeks ago? I haven't even thought of it, and now I understand why. So please just keep that there, and if you have any questions, you might want to kind of look to those people for the line of questioning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, Oswald, we do have to let you go, but thank you so much for calling. Okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You're welcome. You too. Okay, all right. We have time for maybe one or two, maybe two more readings. So next up we have Debbie from New York. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, I'll take well. Well is good. Okay, so did you want to have a mini reading with Dave, or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading, please.
Awesome, you got it.
Okay, I'm getting mother figure right away as well. So is it mother or mother-in-law that's crossed?
I'm sorry, can you speak up?
Do you have a mother or mother-in-law that's crossed?
Yes. Well, both.
Both. Okay. So I don't know which one, but I'll just keep going and see where we go. And I get a real strong sense of personality with her. Like, how do I say? Old school thinking, kind of. Very outspoken and direct. And is that, so like mother or mother-in-law? Because I'm getting one of the two.
Maybe my mother-in-law. She was pretty direct.
And opinionated? Do you get opinionated with her?
Yes.
It's then it's her. It's that. That's the one. And I feel like maybe a little jaded in some things, or just very hard thinking about people and things. You know what I mean? But yeah. Did you know her very well?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Good. But she's here to say, she wants you to tell people hello for her, and she still watches over you, and she's definitely part of the family still. I know it feels surprising to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know, I can tell. She's already telling me that this is not the norm or not her... what you would think from her, but sometimes people do change on the other side a little bit or want to be involved more than you would think they would. And then who's the Seer K initial? Kathy, Karen, Kali, Kelly. It's a Seer K sounding name. Could even be Chris.
C or K.
And it's not her name. It's they're reaching out to, saying hello to, or connected. And it might
not
be
that you know of.
Okay. And you might want to ask your husband.
Yes.
Yeah, because he would know probably, or he might know who she's referring to.
Oh, no, my husband's on the other side.
Is he on the other side? Okay. And I'm not picking him up, so but maybe he will come in. She's the one that wants to come through and say hello first, so maybe that's the introduction to him. I'll see if he comes.
That would be good.
Yeah, she had a strong, strong personality, and that's, I guess she wants to get this message through. And she wants to be first. So who, and I would definitely write down the C or K, Chris. And it sounds like Kali, Colleen, or Carrie. And you'll probably at 3 a.m. wake up and go, oh, yeah, I get it now. But
well, the last name begins with K.
It could be it. And then did he have heart issues, your husband?
No.
No. I think I'm getting him. I do feel a man, though, with heart problems and a balding head, heavier waist.
Oh, that would be my father.
Yeah, it feels like father. And had heart issues. Now he's coming through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he just wants to give you a big hug. He was a tough guy, too, but loving. And there, and now I get a P initial, Pete, Paul.
My uncle Paul.
Okay.
My mother's brother.
So he's on the other side with them. they're saying hello to him as well, or he's saying hello to you. And coins, your dad shows me coins, a lot of coins, like either he had a collection or there's something that he leaves coins.
He used to collect stamps. I have his stamp collection.
I'm getting specifically coins. I don't change things if I get them. I don't, you know, that's a stretch okay. for me. So there is something with coins, with it. And I'm still asking for your husband to come through, and I'm not getting it. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just, they get me who they want to. And it doesn't mean he's not around or that he's not available. Sometimes they just don't come yet. I just still get your dad keeps showing me in. He's smiling. And I smell smoke, too, like cigarettes. So who's that go to?
It's him. With the cigarettes, yeah.
And your dad wants the acknowledgement, and he wanted to be first. Sometimes they want to get through because they feel like... What I find is sometimes the people you didn't expect to come through will come through first, and then because then it gives the other person full range to take the rest of the time. And that happens to me a lot in my personal reading. Sometimes everybody, the dog comes first, and then who you really wanted to come was the very, you know... the rest of the reading.
All right.
Hopefully he will show up, but I'm not getting it.
We do have to wrap up though. I know these mini readings sometimes we don't get to everybody, but thank you so much for calling, Debbie. We really do appreciate it.
Okay.
You take care.
Sorry. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you for calling.
Do we have time for some quick questions?
Bye-bye. So Dave, you know what? We have time for one more reading. We have a couple of minutes left. But I do have Michelle from Boston. Michelle, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. You and the dog, I hear.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not my dog.
Oh, that's not your dog. Dave, is that your dog?
No. That's dog funny. It's not mine.
That's odd. That? I don't have a dog.
All right. I'm in a hotel room. There's no dog in my room either. Okay. Well, then.
That's bizarre.
That's kind of funny. Okay. So, Michelle, we have like 2 or 3 minutes left. So do you want to ask us a question just so we can kind of get to?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Perfectly. I have a friend. My daughter's a freshman at college, and first semester has been a bit rocky, shall we say, and I'm just wondering if second semester is going to be easier, she's going to decide to stay and it's a good fit, or if she should think about transferring to another school for sophomore year, and if anyone in particular comes through to help with this question, I'd love to know who that is.
Sure. All right, so Dave, you take it away. We have a few minutes left, so whatever you got, just pass it along.
Okay, well, I do feel like she's going to change. I do feel like it's going to be a major shift, and it will be much better. And she'll know that when she goes to this other place, it's going to feel like this is home, this is where I should have been, this is the right fit. And then everything's going to fall into place, like friends and groups of people. It's just, she doesn't feel right there. Both the school and the rest of it just doesn't fit. So when I get stuff, I just get it directly from psychic world. And it's not like from a person. It's not like somebody tells me. It's just I connect to them and I get the answer that way. So I'm not getting it from a person.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely she needs to move to a different location. That's what I'm getting.
Do you see larger school, smaller school, anything about the next place that would be a better fit?
To me, it feels further away. It does feel still big, but I'm seeing more out of the city or out of the bigger city. It feels a little off track. You might know where it is. I'm not seeing exactly where.
Yeah, well, she's thinking about something in Rhode Island, so I don't.
That would sound like it, from what I'm seeing the pictures of anyway.
And then I, you know what? I have one other thing to add before before we let you go. I hope I'm not cutting you off, Dave. I'm sorry. I know I keep jumping in. But Michelle, I do keep hearing from my guides now, my spirit guides, that part of the reason that your daughter might be having some issues is they're showing me like kind of a deeper problem or a deeper thing within your daughter that's kind of maybe even unrelated to school. Like sometimes people, you know, kids will just have issues, you know, with school and that's just all that it is. But I do keep seeing it's more like of a her thing than really the school. Because they showed me like talk therapy. Whenever they show me people sitting across from each other on a couch, it's usually when they're suggesting somebody really goes to therapy to work something out. And I did get my symbol that I usually get for people when they have either like a body image issue or like their self-esteem is really not great. And it translates into sort of, again, similar energy to people, not saying that your daughter is anorexic or bulimic or anything, but it is a similar energy to when people have those issues. So do you understand that with your daughter?
Yes, I mean, that's part of my question, whether, you know, we take ourselves wherever we go, whether she would be struggling with some of the same things at any school. You know what?
I think transferring would be beneficial, but I do think at the end of the day, she's got to go to therapy or something because there's a deeper, like, issue with her self-esteem or her identity that she needs to really pay attention to, and then we won't have any problems. So I hope that helps a little bit. That they brought that up, but I think she's got a lot of kind of soul searching, as they say, to do before she really feels like she's comfortable in her own skin. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, thank you so much for calling, Michelle. I'm so sorry we had to kind of rush you off. I'm going a little bit over.
No, thank you for getting me in. Thanks so much.
Of course. All right, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, well, this hour just flies by. Dave, we did it. We got through.
Yeah, very quick.
And awesome.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. And I'd like to thank you, too. Thank our guest, Dave Campbell, for joining us this evening. And Dave, if anyone listening wants to book a reading or, you know, keep tabs on you and see what you're up to, can they do that through your website?
Yeah, theastrologystore.com or Facebook. My name or the astrology store, and you can see our classes or events that I'm going to speak or where I'm going to be on, whatever.
Awesome. And you book readings through your website?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, because people are definitely going to want a reading. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dave. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. Or on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.